The next verse is further expansion of this same teaching, because Arjuna must have looked, you know, confused. He says, na karoti na lipyate, does not do anything, does not get tainted. Krishna, can you please explain a little more? It's not very easy, you know, even though it is in the body, it does not do anything, it is not contaminated. Even though we did explain it, but Arjuna may not have understood. So Krishna gives a beautiful example. See, there are three or four examples that are always used for God. One is space, one is sun, one is electricity. So here Krishna uses space. So there are three, four examples that are always used when they talk about God. Gasoline, you know, these are the usual examples we use. So here we can talk about space. Verse number 33. Yatha sarvagatam saukshmyat. Akasham nopalipyate. Sarvatravastito dehe. Tathatmanopalipyate. So in Sanskrit, we always find they use yatha and tatha, yada and tada, yatra and tatra. So like you say, no? Just as, you know, he does this, my son also does that. You know, so you said like that. Just as I see this boy doing this, yeah, my son also likes the same. So he says yatha, just as. And then later on he says tatha, same way. So yatha, just as, sarvagatam. Sarvagatam means all pervading. Sokshmayat means, sukshma means subtle. So sokshmayat means by subtlety. Because of its subtlety, sarvagatam akasham. Akasha means space. Akasha does not mean space. Akash means avakashati iti akash. Which gives space to all. Space accommodates everybody. That's why it is called Akash. So just as space, even though it is all pervading, because of its subtlety, na upalipyate, is not tainted, is not contaminated. Space is not contaminated. Even though it is everywhere, it is not contaminated. Why? Because space is subtle. Tatha simve sarvatra avasthito dehe. Dehe, in this body, sarvatra avasthito, this space, this consciousness is everywhere in my body, in every cell of every body, this consciousness is there. Tatha, even then, this atma, na upalipyate, is not tainted, is not contaminated, just as space is not contaminated by, it gives space to everybody, accommodates everything, like all the planets are in it. All the air is in it. All this building is in space. This chair is in space. It gives space to everybody, accommodates, but is not contaminated. The example they give is like, suppose you spray perfume, you know, okay, this room smells very good. And then there's some old food lying around. And then the space starts stinking. Now the air may get contaminated. The air may be smell good with the perfume, may be contaminated with the stink, but the space is not. Space remains uncontaminated. Like there is a place, there is a public toilet, you know, which is smelling very bad, and they say, "Ah, this place smells bad. Let's clean it." So they demolish it and move it further away, and then now this empty land is there, and somebody comes and builds a beautiful church. That, you know, so now you remove the toilet and built a church, but nothing happens to the space. But even when there was a toilet, the space was the same. Even when there is a beautiful church, and then tomorrow you demolish the church and make a dump ground, you know, for garbage. Still, that space remains uncontaminated. It does not change. It does not get affected by what is happening. Akasha na upalipyate, and similarly, this consciousness, which is subtler than space. Space, as we said, is subtle. And as we had said before, like anything that is gross cannot condition a subtle. Like you have a knife, right? Now, knife, I can hit on somebody's neck and cut his neck and kill him. Okay, you can do that because the knife and the neck is both are gross. But if I take knife and I want to cut water, I say I'm going to cut water with this knife. Knife will not going to be able to cut water. The water will go on. Or you say I'm going to cut the air. I'm going to destroy them. You cannot. Because the air and the water are subtler than the knife. So similarly, the like the fire. Fire can burn a solid object, but can fire burn space? No, fire cannot burn space because fire is contained in space. It is supported by space. Space gives space to the fire to burn all other objects. If there's a forest fire, it can burn trees, burn houses, burn everything, but cannot burn space. So the consciousness is even subtler than space. Even space is contained in that consciousness. Space cannot condition that consciousness. Forget about a fire, or forget about air, or forget about solid. That's why Krishna says the knife cannot cut it. In the second chapter, he says this Atma cannot be cut by the knife, cannot be burnt by fire, cannot be dried by air, cannot be wet by water. So the idea being that all the four, the solid knife, the water, the fire, and air, which can destroy things here. Like with a knife, I can kill somebody. With a fire, it can burn. With the water, it can wet. Like there is a, you know, pot, and you put water on it, it will melt. You put enough water. Air can dry it. You know, there is something there, air can dry it. And like there's a fruit, you know, you leave it there, it will become dried and it will become bad. But none of these four can affect that consciousness, which is all-pervading, which is subtler than the subtle. But itself is, that's why it says it's subtle and it's all-pervasive. And again, the example like gasoline, you know, we had talked about like electricity. You know, gasoline is there and the cars are run on gasoline. Now the car is running, the quality of the car will determine the performance of the car. If you have an old, you know, beat up Volkswagen 1970 Beetle, that will run, you know, chuck, 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 chuck. And then you have a Ferrari, you know, which goes at 250 miles an hour. So the gasoline is the same, but the performance of the car will depend on the equipment. So the consciousness being the same in us, depending on the quality of our equipment, will be our performance. Depending on the quality of my mind, of my ideas, of my desires, my performance will be good or bad. And then we said the Atman is subtle, is all pervasive, and it supports everything. Everything in this universe is supported and sustained by this Atman, which itself is not involved. The example is, you know, there's a movie theater and there is a white screen there. And say for, you know, 2 weeks, they're playing a very violent movie with a lot of crime and murder and killing and war and, you know, horrible movie. And everybody who's watching leaves with, you know, very bad, you know, anger and all that. You know, it does determine what you watch. It determines your mind. And then the next 2 weeks, they're playing a very, you know, very nasty movie with all R-rated scenes and all. And then the third week, they play this Gandhi movie. You know, they play that one. Now, the same screen, 1 week there was a violent movie, then the second week was a very passionate movie, and then the third week is a peaceful movie about a peaceful person. The screen does not say that I'll only play good movies and I'm not going to play violent movies. The screen says I'm available. You know, whatever you want to project, depending on the theater owner, depending on the demand of the people. You know, if the people like, nowadays we find that most people like violent movies, or they like these movies which have all these sex scenes and all. That's what sells. And so in all over the world, if you look in the movies and the theater, 99% of the films that are coming out are of those quality, because that's what the public wants. But if the public says, no, we do not want such movies, we want good movies, then they will be produced. So the screen supports all. Without the screen, we could not project the movie. Suppose there was no screen, there was empty space, and you are projecting it, you will not be able to see the movie. You need that white screen to be the support of this. It's called the substratum, the support. The screen is the support of all the good and bad movies that come, but the screen itself is uninvolved. It does not, there is a movie about water, you know, like there's, you know, all this water. That does not mean the screen will get wet, you know, like this movie Jaws or when you saw Titanic and the ship is sinking in the water. The screen doesn't get wet. The screen remains dry, immaculate. Then there is a movie about fire. You know, there was this movie about firemen. And there's fire and all the houses are being burnt. The screen doesn't become black. Screen remains white. Then there is blood and killing and people are dying and blood spilling all over. Screen doesn't become red. Screen says, I am immaculate. Because the screen is the support, but itself not involved. So similarly, the Atman or the consciousness does not get contaminated, whether there is blood or there is smoke or there is fire or there is water or anything. So he says, na lipyate, it remains uncontaminated, but the Atman is the support of all of us. And that is the, that's why one should always remember that there is this consciousness that is supporting all my activities. Without this consciousness, I would be useless. And the last line, I always like to end with that, that what is the practical application? Iska fayda kya? What is the use? Okay, God is there somewhere. Okay, he's up there. He's uncontaminated. He's unaffected. He's all powerful, blah, 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 blah. 1 hour you have spoken. But what is the use to me? How am I going to benefit? You know, come to the bottom line. You know, they said come to the bottom line where the tire, what the road hits the tire hits the road or something. How am I going to apply in my life? So I was reading a commentary and they say that the way you can apply in your life is that think that under, even though I may be sinful, I may have done some bad things, I have some negative thoughts, but underneath I am pure. I am that pure consciousness. We all are that pure consciousness. No matter how many bad deeds you have done, no matter how much you may have hurt people or told lies or done, you know, sometimes some people say, you know, you are sinners or you are born out of sin. That is not true. We are all pure. We are all infinite pure consciousness at this moment covered by these negative tendencies. I may have some anger, some greed, some jealousy, some hatred, but in reality, underneath, I am pure. And all I have to do is clean the superficial layer of dirt and the pure it will shine. Like if there is a very clean mirror and it's covered by dirt and dust and you know it's not shining. So you take a cloth and clean the dirt and then you see that beautiful shining mirror and the light is reflected. So similarly, I am that pure shining mirror. All I have to do is clean the dirt of my, which is covering. And then I am pure. I am that purity. That is the number one thing. Always remember that. I am pure. I am uncontaminated. All I have to do is just do a little bit of effort. And that's what the scriptures are for that. That's why we say purify. Purify your mind. Purify your thoughts and ideas. And the pure consciousness will shine through. The second application of that is that everybody else I see is also that pure consciousness. They are also, she is also pure, she is also pure. Everybody is that Brahman, that consciousness is there in everyone. Even in my brother-in-law, it is there in everyone. So, or my mother-in-law, in India it is there. See it, see that consciousness in everyone. And then, don't look at their superficial, you know, even they might have some negativity, some quirk, some problems. Go ignore them. Look at that pure Atman. And once you connect with that and see that, then you automatically develop that closeness, that oneness. So I am pure and everybody else is also that one. And that is called Advaita, that there are no two. You know, we are not two. We are all one. And that understanding is the practical application of this beautiful, beautiful verse. It's such a privilege. You know, every week I tell you that I am so blessed and so thankful to all of you, really, that you come and give me an opportunity just to share these ideas. Because I listened to Pujya Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda, and then I have this opportunity. So it's really very wonderful opportunity for me. Thank you. Any last minute comments? Yes. No, I think what they say is that if there is a person who is totally unbearable, you can't live with that person, is really, really bad and negative, you don't have to tolerate that. So they say, Eckhart Tolle says, no, there are three things you can do. I've talked about that. Either you walk away from that situation, or you stay in that situation and try to change it. And if you can't do that, then you accept it. Okay, this is how the person is. When you totally accept that person as it is, then you can diffuse his negative energy. Don't let the negative energy affect you. You always remain positive because you are that. Then if I am that, then how can anybody's negative energy affect me? Then I cannot be contaminated. See, I am untainted. If the moment you say I am that, then let the world be negative as much as they want. I cannot be affected by them. It does not mean you become like a rock. But you become so strong within that no matter what the world says, look at all these great saints and prophets, you know, how much the world tried to persecute them. They were unaffected by that. But they had love and compassion for all, but they, for themselves, they become very strong. That's why this knowledge gives you a lot of strength. And let the person be negative. That's his problem. I am Brahman. I am that. When the moment you say I am that, then how can anybody affect me? And you have more sympathy and compassion for this negative person. And once you develop that, then his negativity automatically gets reduced. Again, the prayer also, you are expressing your love and sympathy for that person. Yeah, no, prayer is beautiful. Yes, thank you. Prayer helps me also to handle it and helps that person. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashchid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Guru Hari.